Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Wait a minute. Lee, so over the weekend, Mark Zuckerberg passed off the censorship, which he admitted he knowingly censored true things to the Biden administration, but he says they screamed at him. And when he refused to censor, they launched government investigations, which admittedly is very scary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very scary. I get that part. That is very frightening when they're threatening to wreck you. However, on the flip side, he's now come over from the dark side. They will wreck him now if they get the presidency again. They will stick the DOJ on him so fast because they have long memories and they don't forget. But let's not let Zuckerberg off the hook either. Okay, because he kind of passed this off as, well, okay, they censored true things about COVID. They censored people telling the truth about COVID, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, you know, they meant well. They wanted everyone to get the shot, and that's probably a good thing. While he was telling his own executives not to take the shot because it had DNA and was dangerous.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Right, but censoring other people who were telling the truth about the shot to make sure the masses took it. Got it. But let's not forget, I wanted to see the date of this. Remember, Meta didn't just censor and cancel true information. They canceled Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. When did Trump finally get his accounts back on Facebook and Instagram? It wasn't until July of this year. July 13th of 2024. So let's not forget, Trump had become so dangerous. He had come, according to Facebook, Meta, and the left, to represent misinformation and had to be, he was so dangerous, he himself had to be canceled. I took all his accounts in the middle of lawfare. But now they want him to have it all back. Okay. And think about that for a minute. It'd be one thing if Zuckerberg took those accounts genuinely believing that Trump spread a lot of misinformation. But he didn't.
No.
He's telling us, no, I know the Biden administration lies. Yeah, I know they cancel things to lie. Like their opponent? They canceled. You canceled the guy who represents half the country. And they only gave him his accounts back in time. Because remember, what is July? July was the nominating convention.
Yeah.
When they figured out they could that Biden was going to be able to stop this guy any other way, it didn't look like he was going to go to prison. They're like, okay, I guess you can have your accounts back and the American people can hear from you.
Well, they wouldn't want to be accused of trying to influence an election now, would they, Tara?
Well, that's what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
So for Zuckerberg to pass it off the way he did yesterday, I'm sorry, but this, I just saw red. When I heard him say, well, you know, just the shot was probably good for people. And, you know, they were trying to fool you into taking it and lying a little. But, you know, oh, no, it was so much worse than that.
You know, if you go back to the COVID example, I think in that case, their goal of trying to get everyone to get vaccinated was actually, I think, a good goal. I still think it's good for more people to get the vaccine. But the government still needs to play by the rules in terms of, you know, not like, you can't just suppress true things in order to make your case.
Uh-huh. No, you suppressed their opponent for them. I thought Joe Rogan should have pushed back a little more, but maybe he was just lucky to get him at all. I don't know. But, okay, let's go back through this because Miranda Devine over at the New York Post has a long memory. No, Mark Zuckerberg, she writes, Lee, doesn't get to go on Joe Rogan's podcast to pretend he's a free speech champion. And there's nothing he could have done to stop Facebook censorship at Facebook that rigged the 2020 election and probably cost lives during the pandemic. He says the Wanksta Light makeover can't hide Zuck's sins, from throttling the Post's Hunter Biden laptop story before the 2020 election to deplatforming a sitting president to suppressing COVID-19 dissent. No matter how many iron, and let's not forget this, okay? This is the really bad part. I mean, really bad part. I will never forget sitting in this chair, and it really was this chair, because this is, you know, we're always on a budget here at Odyssey. Sitting in this chair, Lee, in, do you remember me and you talking, August and September of 2020?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And going, why is Zuckerberg saying that they will ban any discussion of a stolen election? They will ban any discussion of absentee ballot fraud, and you will not even be able to discuss election integrity and whether the election was stolen, not only not in posts, and he told you flat out, don't even try it. We're even going to censor Facebook Messenger if you try to message your friends and family about it. In August and September.
Well ahead of the November election.
How did he know they would need to censor that? How did he know it would be a disputed election, disputed by the guy who he shut up by deep sixing all his accounts from Instagram to Facebook? A guy, it turned out, was right. And we've gone from state to state to state. Yes, people were illegally voting. We had exact numbers for you. They were in Trump's own case. The case didn't get heard because all of them were thrown out, not because what Trump was saying wasn't true, but because of standing. They said, well, you have no standing. The election's already been certified. Sorry, we can't take a look at your evidence. So that's what I want to know about. How did, if I could have him in front of me, how did you know? Who told you in August and September that you would need to, and he did, censor anyone questioning this election, censor the absentee ballot totals, wouldn't even let us message each other. Why did you finally take Trump's account but not Biden's when, as he's admitting, Lee, he knows they censored true things so they can lie? Why did you do that? Why did you let, were they lying about the election? Do you know they were lying about that? Why'd you censor people telling the truth? There's so much more here. He needs to spend months testifying before, not weeks, months testifying before Congress, you know, public, private, whatever. But again, the thing that I want the most, and there's a lot of this, I want to know who it was. He claims that the federal government launched, not threatened to launch, but launched investigations into him. That is extortion. So who did it? I want the names. I want the correspondence. I want the names. We cannot let him off the hook with, oh, good, he's on our side now, and leave these people like landmines waiting. This is a bad era in the... And here's another thing. By the way, there's this law, and what it says is that it gives unique immunity to Facebook and Instagram and all these other social media companies from libel lawsuits. We don't have that immunity. The mainstream media doesn't have that immunity. No. Gives them immunity from libel lawsuits. They cannot operate without it because somebody's going to libel somebody else and Facebook's going to get sued. In exchange, social, and so this is federal law, social media agrees to not act as a publisher. What does that mean? Well, we're a publisher, right? So we choose what we publish.
Right.
They have to take everything that anybody wants to publish as long as it's not illegal. That is the deal in federal law. He is in violation of that, and his Joe Rogan interview is an admission of that. Well, yeah, I knew it was true, but Biden screamed at me, so I banned everything. No, that's not what federal law says. You broke federal law. That should open him up to a class action lawsuit for actual damages. So this is about to get very, very interesting. This is not the end of this. This is only the beginning of this. And then one more thing. Supreme Court, Biden v. Missouri, you've got the AG of Missouri coming before the Supreme Court and going to exhaustive lengths to detail that censorship has been going on. Zuckerberg watches the whole thing. His testimony, as Miranda Devine pointed out in the New York Post today, would have changed everything. And he just ignores it. Let's it go forward. Let's Missouri struggle against him and his censorship, him and Biden's censorship. Does nothing. So, you know.
I just wonder if it's just not him succumbing to the pressure from the government.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's some of it. I think he was truly afraid.
Yeah. Because when you're that big and on the verge of regulation, our industry, radio and television, are heavily regulated. But obviously, social media, not so much. But what is it, Section 502? Is that it? That's what you're making reference to?
I actually blanked on it.
But anyway.
But I read it. But, it's what it says.
You know, I'm just wondering if that's not what the impetus of this is that he was under duress. And maybe even saying what he said in August and September about what was going to happen was his way of getting ahead of the story. I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
I don't know. It's very interesting. And, you know, Texter writes, God works in mysterious ways, always for the good. That. I can't. Yeah. We were never meant to know any of this. They're in horror at the FBI every day. Another installment of this comes out. We weren't even supposed to know the FBI is behind all of this. They built backdoors into social media for censorship. They're still using them today. So look, we should be very grateful, but I just want to frame this correctly. He is not a hero. I got to tell you, I have my issues with Elon Musk, but kind of hearing what he's been up against from Mark Zuckerberg's perspective when Zuckerberg buckled and Musk didn't, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. And I told you by the end of November and December of 2016, if you listen to me that long, you remember sitting in this, it was still this chair, sitting in this chair, I told you they were going to do all of this, that Donald Trump would lose his social media accounts by the next election. I was close. He lost him after the 2020 election, but he was so throttled and censored, it didn't really matter. So was his spokesperson. And we had an election without free speech. We had an election where our side and our arguments and everything we said about so many subjects was tamped down. Mark Zuckerberg put his finger on that scale. I have been shadow banned. I have been put in Facebook jail for saying, by the way, everything they've ever put me in for was true. It would turn out. And it's only true things. And I feel like I've been screaming into a vortex, but no, I was right. It was true. And he's admitting that over the weekend. Yes, we censored true things. Did you catch something in the whole Rogan interview? He never said, well, some of what we censored was untrue. He never said that, did he? Because 100% of what they censored was true. That's the purpose of it. There is no misinformation. You can't have 100% record of censoring true things and be anything but a totalitarian. And that is what Mark Zuckerberg is. But I truly appreciate Elon Musk so much more, given what he's had to stand up to and the fact that he went first. And he really paved the way and made it possible for Zuckerberg to resist them. You know what I think a lot is going on here, too? Pick a random news article. I don't care if Fox News, even CNN. And you're reading about something. What's going on? It's almost, but I pay attention to this now, too. It is almost impossible to find a news article now, especially one about politics, that does not reference X in some way. About, you know, politics, current affairs, that kind of thing. The fires, that does not reference X. It's almost impossible. It is threaded through everything. I told you that. And you know how I knew they were going to do it? The FBI came for Breitbart. Remember, they said that Comey announced they were going to investigate Breitbart because they were recycling Russian propaganda. Of course, as we now know, there is no Russian propaganda. That was just a lie. I don't know whatever happened with the Breitbart investigation. But when I saw that and Comey's announcement of that in November 2016, I knew what was coming. And I warned about it. They realized they had lost because they had free speech, and that by the time of the next election, they would make sure there was no free speech. And by God, I was right. I didn't think we'd ever get it back. And we're starting to bit by bit and piece by piece get it back, and it's changing everything. Let me give you an example just to get you fired up, okay? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. We've been talking about the grooming scandal in the UK for a very long time. UK Daily Mail has done a great job of reporting on it up until they started censoring it. That's why they passed the Public Safety Act, so that if you say anything about migrants in the UK, it's illegal, even if what you're saying is true. Why? I believe it is to cover up the grooming scandal. Mostly Muslim men abusing young girls, thousands of them. Some of them disappeared. I don't know where they went. Gosh, sounds a lot like what's going on here with the illegal immigrants who are missing, the children, doesn't it? It's weird, the parallels. Anyway, so all of that is going on. Elon Musk retweets a couple of articles about the grooming. Some of them from back when there was still free speech in the UK. And that's it. He starts asking a few questions, right? It's not even his main focus in his tweets. He forced the Parliament of the UK to, it's controlled by the Labour Party, hold a vote. Now, they denied the investigation, but they had to acknowledge the reality of this issue by even holding the vote. He forced them to do that with a few well-aimed tweets. Folks, that changes everything. Gigs up, game's over. Over the weekend, did you see what happened? Keir Starmer's done, by the way. He just doesn't know yet. Or maybe he does. And that's why he's threatening Donald Trump that he better silence Elon Musk. It's not going to happen. Headline, Labour MP, so it's like their congressman, breaks from Starmer, demands inquiry into child rape grooming gangs. It's shocking that people, he's talking about his own party. And he's saying, look, no, our party can't cover this up, that this is not going to work. It's shocking that people in positions of power could have covered up and refused to act to avoid confronting racial or cultural issues, or because victims were poor and working. Yes, they were white. Let's go ahead and call them what they are. Poor working class whites. A Labour Party MP has broken ranks with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to speak out against the systemic child rape grooming gang scandal because it was done by migrants. Look, folks, they don't care about the rape, okay? They know that these migrants are being bought there because they are Sunni Muslims. Sunni Muslims vote liberal or Democrat in case of America at 92% rate. They are more dependable now than black voters. So the Democrats will import them by the millions. And that's why this had to be covered up, so the votes could continue to flow into the country. Labour MP Dan Cardin breaks with Starmer to call for a mass rape gangs inquiry. This is not an obsession of the far right, he says, because he's a leftist. I'm speaking out because over the decades, there have been far too many Labour voices expressing clear disgust. Musk did this. They can't kill it. They can't make it go away. We've never had anything like this in human history. It's so exciting. And however Mark Zuckerberg got there, had to be dragged there, kicking and screaming, he's there. If he would just let shows like this stream again on his platform, and in all fairness, I think he hasn't gotten all the rot out yet because he doesn't have community notes yet and stuff, so I'm giving him a little leeway, but I checked again this morning, still can't stream. Can you imagine that? Can't stream this show on Facebook. We've been right on everything he censored for, and I paid a dear price for it. I did. I should be at 100,000 followers on Facebook. I was adding 1,000 a month. I had 28,000 followers when my account ground essentially to a halt in the 2 days before the 2016 election. I was adding 1,000 a month. You know how many I added in the 8 years after that? 3,000 total. And I'm one of many, many who have had livelihoods, tens of thousands of dollars, their voice stolen. And it's not about the money. It's not about that. It's not about my career that I could have had. It's not about what it could have done for the podcast or how many we could have reached. It's about the lie. It's about that it was done to further the lie. And you know what? He needs to stop giving interviews about what he's going to do and sit down and do it. Kick the FBI out. Let us know you've closed the back door.
Ally.
And in fact, there is video evidence.
I have so many questions about this. Headline, this is breaking. Wife of American held by the Taliban reveals what Biden told her in long-awaited call. So poor Anna Corbett. She's the wife of Ryan Corbett, an American being held hostage by the Taliban. I'll tell you why that's significant in a minute. Said she doesn't believe Joe Biden will bring her husband home in the final days in his final days in office. The White House announced on Sunday that Biden called the families of Ryan Corbett, George Glesman, and Mahmoud Habibi, the Americans detained by the Taliban since 2022, to discuss government's continuing efforts to reunite these three Americans with their families. Okay, so Anna Corbett, the wife of one of those men, told the Daily Caller that the phone call, despite, get this, 16 prior trips to D.C. to try to engage the president, was the first time she and the president had spoken in nearly 2.5 years since her husband was taken hostage. He didn't even bother to call. During the 30-minute phone call, Biden expressed that they were unable to get a deal done. And because of such, Ryan would not be coming home in the final days of his administration. He could not be bothered to call. Now, let's put this together for a moment with something else that's shocking, shall we? Because we learned something very interesting in the news over the last few weeks. Antony Blinken, Biden's Secretary of State, you know where I'm going? Admitted that we are knowingly funding who? Again? The Taliban. Weird, right? We're funding the Taliban. Well, how much of the funding? We are supposedly sending somewhere between $3 and $5 million a week to the Taliban to help prop up that regime. The top line figure is more like 18, but I'm going to go with the conservative figure. Blinken admitted that they have given at least $10 million to the Taliban, which I told you they would do. I said, as we were watching Americans murdered by Taliban control of those checkpoints, because that's what allowed the suicide bomber through. I said, as crazy as this sounds, you're going to watch the Biden administration find a way to fund the Taliban. And sure enough, they did. They found a way to fund the Taliban. Now, if the Taliban has American hostages, and we're paying them money, why don't we say, hey, would you like some more money this week? Yeah, go ahead and give the hostages back. Go ahead and drop them off. But we didn't. They couldn't be bothered. Here's a former head of the National Security Council, Robert Greenberg, on this, how we're funding them. Oh, let me turn this on.
You're being hypocritical. And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21. We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq, whose militias on the government payroll have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria almost without stop on Iran's behalf. And we just approved $6 billion in U.S. cash going from accounts in Qatar to the Islamic Republic, who's responsible for all this and supports both Hezbollah and Hamas.
That's Fox News. Tell us again, Robert Greenberg, how much have we paid to Taliban?
And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21. We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq.
Huh. Over a billion. There's another source. And I've got Representative Tim Burchett actually getting it on the record from Blinken. Yeah, we gave the Taliban money. And you didn't even ask for the four Americans back? No? No, they didn't. Sorry we had to fund them. They're good guys, though. You'll love them. Oh, they're still holding your husband. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, nope. Couldn't be bothered. See ya. We gave them over $1 billion and we can't. Folks, understand who the Taliban is. Let me remind you. They were the enemy in Afghanistan. You ever see those commercials on Fox News? I like to bring them up. I will admit they have brought me to, you know, have a tear or two in my eye over time. You see these men just absolutely shattered in Iraq and Afghanistan, our soldiers, our heroes, and they're building them homes. Who were they hunting down again in Afghanistan? That was the Taliban was the enemy in Afghanistan. We're paying them now. You know what that says to other Islamists? Wow, jihadists, well, if we could just attack America enough that we can become their enemy, my God, we can get billions of funding. Let's do it. And we can keep them hostages, yes, and they'll just pay us to keep the hostages. And they won't even ask for them back because they don't care. I mean, it's not like this guy's like Brittany Steiner or something. It's not like the Russians have her. I mean, this is a white dude. Nobody cares. Folks, I swear it's how they think. Doesn't make it wrong to say it. Yeah, it's just some white guy. What's his name? Ryan Corbett? Yeah. Let him rot. 16 trips to D.C. to try to get somebody to help with her husband. He can't even return a phone call. He has three kids, by the way. They're beautiful. They were on Fox News this morning. Rotting. While we give the guys who are holding him $1.7 billion. It's according to the NSC. We can go with the lower estimate, if you will. We know for a fact we've given them $10 million in U.S. taxpayer money. That's going to make paying taxes this spring nice, right? Because Blinken admitted it. He wouldn't admit to a higher figure, but he didn't deny it either. Why? Because we did it. We did it. Unbelievable. By the way, on a good note, I just got to get this in over the weekend. Remember how I told you that America would become the world's destination for criminals who, you know, what you would begin to do is when you were wanted for murder or you're awaiting trial, you'd just bond out and come here? Listen to this. MS-13 gang member nabbed in Tejas. That's the state used to be called Texas. Luis Manuel Hernandez Bonilla was arrested Tuesday by Lakeway police officers conducting standard patrol operations. They saw Bonilla driving defective brake lamps, pulled him aside, realized he was a wanted MS-13 gang member, wanted by El Salvadorian authorities for homicide. They took him into custody. He was then handed over to federal immigration authorities, who I hope will hold on to him until Trump's inaugurated, and transferred to the Boone County Jail in Burlington, Kentucky. How many more, folks? How many more are here? Top 10 trending story of the weekend. The mainstream media very, 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 very much wants you to know. So some guy in California had five cats. If I'm doing the math right, I guess he was a crazy cat man. And one of his cats, he did not give raw milk to. That cat is fine. Of the other four cats he did give raw milk to, three are dead and one is severely injured. So it just so happened that the urine from said cats was sent from his veterinarian to the federal government. And you'll never guess what they found in it. So surprising. Bird flu. Time to panic. Time to panic. H1N5 bird flu. Yep, so we're all going to die, just so you know. And look, we've been following this for a while, and we've been especially listening to on the Battleground America podcast, former CDC director under Trump, Robert Redfield, who has said, no, COVID isn't the big fear. It's not the big pandemic. The big pandemic will be bird flu. So he started singing that tune in 2021. So we've been ready for this. We've been waiting for the bird flu, and they are so excited. The media is, now it is here. But where did H1N5 come from exactly? Anybody know? It just dropped out of the sky. It's Sam, yes, it's everywhere all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Nope. Here's Dr. Peter McCullough. Again, by the way, one of the correct medical doctors who was censored by Mark Zuckerberg for being correct, because such a thing is no longer allowed in America. Where'd it come from again? Well, his foundation actually published a study on where it came from. Birds? Well, yeah, but what about before that?
Just like COVID-19, the bird flu problem is a man-made problem by the U.S. government. McCullough Foundation has published with first author Nick Holscher, an epidemiologist in the journal Poultry, Fisheries, and Wildlife Sciences, peer-reviewed journal, that the current strain of bird flu is a product of gain-of-function research done in the USDA Poultry Research Laboratory in Athens, Georgia. So it is a man-made problem that our farms are experiencing right now. It's in the peer-reviewed literature, and it's really, you know, the next steps in this outbreak is for people to understand, you know, the ramifications of it personally and how to be prepared.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I always reverse this. It's H5N1. But yeah, so they want you to know is raw milk, and it's in the milk now. And they've been trying to get you really scared about this for a while. Nobody's listening, except people in California. They go for this kind of thing. So he says, it's horrible when you realize you're the one that actually gave them the milk that killed them, said Joseph Jurnell, Catman of San Bernardino. Right, so it's what they want you to know is it's jump species, right? So it's, if it's in the milk, then it's in mammals, and that the implication there is that it can jump to humans maybe, and then we'll have the end of the world and whatnot. So, yeah, that's where we are this morning. We're going to get into that more later on in the week, but that was a top 10 article. The media pushed that hard over the weekend. So for whatever reason, they want you talking about and very scared of bird flu. Oddly, exactly as Trump CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, predicted all the way back in 2021. How did Redfield, by the way, know this was coming? Well, he told us. He said they have sequenced 5 amino acids needed to teach the bird flu, H5N1, to jump from birds to humans. And he said they published how to do it. So he said it's only a matter of time before we have a bird flu pandemic. So, you know, we've lost some cats. We hope not to lose any more. Keep your eye on that one, too. They're not done with it yet. Have a great rest of the day.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.